This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. Visit PaniniAmerica.net today. You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel. Football season's here. No better place to get in on the action. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props. A lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code Colin and download the FanDuel app today. Hi, everybody. So what we're going to do with the Volume on Sundays throughout the NFL season is I will give you a 12 to a 15 minute sort of wrap on the early window and the afternoon window. And I want to start with Green Bay and Minnesota. That was my strongest opinion going into the weekend. It was my strongest off-season opinion that I thought the Vikings would win the division. They would be the most improved team in the league. And that Kirk Cousins simply needed the organization to pivot to an offensive coach. That Mike Zimmer's a good coach, but he's rigid. He's older. He can be crusty. He can be abrasive. And Kirk Cousins isn't the kind of guy or personality that can overcome that. So here comes Kevin O'Connell from sort of the Sean McVay coaching tree, not a yeller, not a screamer. Well, Kirk Cousins looked great today. There are some athletes that like hard coaching. You know, Brady doesn't mind barking or being barked at. Others are different. And I always felt with Kirk Cousins, he's been doubted his entire career. And so he needs some support. I feel the same way with Russell Wilson. His college coach benched him. He had to transfer to Wisconsin. He goes to Seattle, gets no credit. It's Marshawn Lynch. It's Pete Carroll. It's the defense. He needs an offensive coach. Russell Wilson needs support. Kirk Cousins needs support. And I think certain personalities at the quarterback position, some guys are agitators like Baker Mayfield. Some guys are, wildly confident. Big Ben. Other guys, you got to manage a little bit. And so I think Minnesota is the better team than Green Bay this year. I have real questions about the Packers, multiple players on the offensive line coming off ACL tears. Outside of cornerback, I think Minnesota's got an argument. They're better than Green Bay across the board. Wide receiver, offensive line, certainly have a star running back in Dalvin Cook. Tight end, they're as good. They're not as good. Aaron's much better than Kirk Cousins, and the Packer corners are great. But this was my big prediction, that Minnesota just needed an offensive-leaning coach with all these weapons. They've drafted, I think, very well on the offensive side. And I think you saw what I kind of thought we would see from the Packers, that Aaron has a history of struggling to trust young players, trust people in general, the media, our government, the vaccine. He struggles with trust issues. His family, it's well documented. And so it's going to take him time. It took him a long time to sort of develop a relationship with multiple receivers in his career. So, and then when you have a receiver like Christian Watson drop that big throw early and the eye roll start and the body language starts, it just felt like very early in this game, it was going to be Minnesota's. I do think Green Bay will rebound. Aaron is the best quarterback in the division. Again, it's a really nice defense, especially up front and at corner. So, you know, my kind of takeaway in Green Bay is they're going to win 9-10 games, but they do not have the firepower to come back from big deficits. You saw that this afternoon. And frankly, I thought Minnesota pushed them around in the fourth quarter when they needed rushing yards and eating the clock. They did. So, and there's really no proof now that Matt LaFleur is an elite coach. He inherited everybody except, well, he inherited Aaron Jones, although I do think he gets credit for developing a running game, but I'm not going to give him credit for Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to give him credit for the defensive elevation the last couple of years. That's the front office and the defensive coaches. I'm not sold on Matt LaFleur in big games. I've seen him against Brady and lose, and the Niners and Kyle Shanahan and lose. Against the Vikings, he struggled. So I'm not convinced this is an elite coach or an elite roster. And the Vikings were my pick of the weekend, my pick to win the NFC North. And I thought they looked very impressive. I think they're going to be a 13 or a 14 win team. They had more close losses than anybody in the NFL last year. And I thought they hammered Green Bay, more physical, better defense, ran the ball more consistently, everything you want from the Vikings. Another game I want to talk about, it was really ugly. It was San Francisco and that mess in Chicago against the Bears. Now, both Trey Lance and Justin Fields are not beautiful, artistic throwers of the football. But I will say this for Justin Fields. Justin Fields avoided, even though that offensive line for the Bears is bottom five, bottom eight in the league, I thought Justin Fields did a good job to mostly avoid punishment, to make something out of virtually nothing. I think he throws a really nice football, but it's a still a work in progress. Defensive head coach, one legit receiver, not a ton of depth. But I thought considering the conditions and his offensive line mostly being manhandled by the 49ers front, I thought that was a really strong debut. Again, they didn't ask him to do a ton. Matt Eberflus is going to be a conservative guy. For this year, he should be. They have to go big in free agency in the draft. They got to get two more receivers. They got to rebuild the offensive line, interior and at tackle. But I thought, considering the defense, the lack of protection, and the weather, you'd have to feel great if you're the Chicago Bears. Now, how do you feel if you're the 49ers? Well, first of all, penalties did you in. Trey Lance made some throws, and that's not the issue. Trey Lance can make throws. Trey Lance is physical. But unlike Justin Fields, he did not avoid the physical punishment. He got the crap beat out of him with a better offensive line. A couple times he looked like he wanted to dole out punishment. He'll learn very quickly you can't last into November doing that. Again, I think he's kind of limited as a thrower. George Kittle didn't play. It didn't help. The weather was atrocious. Penalties were a major issue for the 49ers. But let's be honest about it. In both instances, you don't have veteran quarterbacks, not a lot of NFL reps. And I think in both instances, you have coaches, head coaches, that don't quite trust their quarterbacks yet. The difference to me, though, with less support, I thought Justin Fields had some really, really dynamic moments. With Trey Lance, a couple of nice throws, but with significantly better schemes, better talent, better personnel, I thought what he did, a lot of people could have done. He has got to get out of this punishing running style. I know Garoppolo's a great bullpen to go to, Trey Lance ran into people. You've got to avoid that stuff. Kick off week one with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today, get started, $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Promo code, though, is Colin to get in on the action. Always Colin. Turn game day into payday. Win totals, division winners, player props, week one spreads and totals. Play your way, bet on more than just the final score. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with same game parlay, my fave. Now, FanDuel is also live in Kansas, baby. Don't fumble your chance. $150 in free bets, win or lose, promo code Colin. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Red line 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts, really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app. Anybody who buys gas, groceries, dines out. With every purchase, you earn cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app. Please use the promo code Colin. That'll get you $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back from Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating at the App Store. Download the free Upside app, promo code Colin, to get $5 or more cash back in your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back in your first purchase of $10 or more. Please use the promo code Colin.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Something else that jumped out to me over the course of the day. Listen, they're going to go with Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh, and they're going to go with him for a while. But I think what you saw in this game, and the Steelers won, so they feel great about it, right? But what you saw in this game is the fear that the Bengals turned the ball over 5 times. The Steelers did not turn it over in regulation, and we went to overtime. Is that what you have to do with Mitch Trubisky is what Matt Nagy in Chicago did with him. You have to develop. He's well-liked. Teammates like him. You have to develop a nice game plan, and he can execute with his limitations. Trubisky can execute a game plan. But then off script, when the 12 to 15 plays that are either memorized or scripted run out, It's a totally limited offense. And so now TJ Watt is injured. Testing done tonight, results probably tomorrow. What if he's out 6 weeks? It's not the same defense. So Trubisky can get you a lead. Trubisky can play well. But in the second half, you get different defenses, different alignments, different challenges. And you really saw Trubisky has not just a low ceiling, but a really, really low ceiling. And you could see the Steelers coaching to it. They were not going to let him make any big throws. So is Kenny Pickett a higher ceiling guy? Absolutely. I don't think you learn a lot on the bench, especially when you've been a four-year college starter in the same stadium the Steelers play in. But I thought it was a great example that Joe Burrow had his worst game as a pro and almost won in overtime. 5 turnovers to none. Cincinnati almost pulled it out. That is the issue. So at some point, Pittsburgh's not fooling anybody. Okay, you got to rip the Band-Aid off at some point. And because what you're going to see with Pittsburgh, this is it. This is how their games are going to look. They're going to bring some packages into Trubisky, get a lead, hope to cling to it. Well, most teams are not going to turn the ball over 5 times. And now that TJ Watt will be out for an extended period of time, it's not the same relentless Steelers defense. So everybody feels great in Pittsburgh today, but what you saw is what everybody, myself included, told you would happen in the media. Really low ceiling. Coaches don't trust Trubisky. You hope to get a lead. Cling on to it. You got lucky in week one. Because if Burrow throws one less interception, Cincinnati probably has 4 turnovers and wins the game. That would be an abject disaster. One more thought. So generally, as brilliant as an Elon Musk is, or a Jeff Bezos, ideas are fairly useless if you don't have the people to take the idea and organize it and land it. Ideas are a dime a dozen. So when we fall in love with coaches and they're geniuses and they're brilliant, Kyle Shanahan's as smart an offensive coach, not named Andy Reid, in the NFL. He has a losing record without Jimmy Garoppolo. Somebody's got to land the plane. Somebody's got to land the throws, right? So we want to give Belichick all this credit for being a genius. He has turned into Greg Popovich. He has so bought into his culture and belief system that the game is now quickly pivoting away from what Bill's capable of doing, which is communicating on a regular basis with a quarterback, having an offensive sensibility, the ability to draft wide receiver talent. I watched the Patriot-Dolphin game on one of my TVs. It was painful. They had a deep ball late, a desperation ball up the sideline late that was completed. But this idea that you can just, a coach is a coach, is absolutely, utterly ridiculous. You believe that you can go into games with a Sean McVay, a Kyle Shanahan, and Andy Reid, put a defensive coordinator calling the plays, and a coach is a coach. That is so arrogant. And that's the kind of arrogance you get when somebody has been successful and is enriched financially. That Popovich has done this. The Spurs have the lowest predicted win total in the NBA next year. Couldn't get along with DeRozan. Didn't fit with DeRozan. Couldn't get along with Kawhi. DeJounte Murray, they get rid of. He's got no players. At some point, you have to be flexible. This is Belichick. They are painful. That is as bad as any offense in the National Football League. They are slow. They are predictable. They looked at times disorganized. The offensive line's not good. So again, we're not experts. I couldn't coach a football team, but I can see inefficiency. I can see bad. The Patriots are exactly what everybody in the media predicted. Mac Jones is not, think how good Josh Allen is. And he needed coaching from Brian Daboll. Well, Mac Jones isn't close. So if Josh Allen needed support, if Derek Carr's talented, but he needs support, you know, you see these guys, talented guys, you're not going to give Mac Jones a legitimate offensive coordinator. It just smacks of institutional arrogance. And I'll say it again. It's one thing to struggle. It's another to be bad. It's another to be boring. The Patriots are a bad watch. and Robert Kraft is a businessman. I do not think it's crazy if the Patriots go 6-11 or 7-10, that Kraft goes into his office at the end of the year, makes him a consultant. Bill moves down to Jupiter, Florida with his girlfriend, goes golfs, hang out like Jimmy Johnson on a boat, maybe does some television. But they're not just bad. They're slow. They're unwatchable. And frankly, as I watched that game, it was embarrassing. This young offensive coach for the Miami Dolphins and Tua toyed with him. A rookie head coach and Tua toyed with Belichick. All right, great Sunday. So the Giants won. The Commanders won. The Eagles won. Dallas should be in last place by the time you watch this. I mean, they're going to be there all year. So way to go, Giants. How about that? The New York Giants. Not pretty. It was a crazy opening weekend. My other takeaway, the pass rushers are way ahead of the offensive lines at this point. That was incredibly obvious in many of the games I watched. Hope you had a great Sunday.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.